CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. In local news, Montreal students shut down six high schools Friday morning as part of a global student movement against climate change. Students formed human chains around schools Joseph-François Perrault, Georges Vanier, Sophie Barra, Académie de Robertval, Père Marquette, and Robert Gravel. This preceded the main protest at 1 p.m. at the Georges-Étienne Cartier Monument in Mount Royal Park. Montreal students are joining others across the world demanding for concrete action against climate change. In provincial news, students across Quebec will go on strike against unpaid internships next week. Over 34,000 students in Montreal, Outaouais, Laurentides, Quebec City, Sherbrooke, Trois-Rivières, and Victoriaville will strike from March 18th to 22nd. Students are demanding an end to the exploitation of their labor. They call on the government to change the laws to ensure that all interns be paid a wage. Concordia student groups participating in the strike include the Journalism Student Association, the Comms Guild, and the School of Community and Public Affairs Students Association. In international news, 49 people killed and 48 wounded by white supremacist terrorists in Christchurch, New Zealand. Gunmen attacked two mosques while worshippers were gathered for prayer Friday afternoon. Improvised explosives were also found but defused by police. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the attacks, and two others are in police custody. Reports indicate that the Christchurch shooter was inspired by the Quebec City mosque shooter. Police forces in Canada are offering increased protections to mosques in the wake of the attack. Mosques in Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, and Gatineau all have heightened security on Friday. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everyone. It is currently minus six, feels like minus seven, at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Camille, your host for the evening, and I would like to wish you a very warm welcome to Spank Me 2019. Before we start off with anything, is it just me or does it feel way colder than minus seven? The whole day today, it felt like it was like minus 20. And every time I checked the temperature, it kept on saying like minus 11. You know, all those like okay temperature, like not mild, but like bearable. And I don't know, like it doesn't make sense. Is it just me or like, I know it's not just me because my roommate also confirmed this theory with me. But I don't know what's up. I don't know if Meteo Media is off track today. Maybe their satellites or whatever they use to calculate temperature is just not on point. Maybe they're having this little difficulty. I don't know, but it doesn't feel like minus 11. That's all I'm going to say. Or, well, minus 7 right now. But anyways, that's besides this point. We're not a show about temperature. We're a sex show. So let's get to it. Well, first of all, thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope everyone had a good weekend. Mine was okay, I guess. I went mini potting. I don't know if that's a verb, if that's a thing. Anyways, it was cute. It was a glow-in-the-dark theme and all, and there was a lot of teens. So I don't have anything against teens. Teens, if you're listening right now, please know that I am your friend. It's just that, like, let's say you wanted to take your girl or your boy or whatever on your first date, I wouldn't recommend. Just because it was a lot of noise, it was a lot of, you know, little guys and girls giggling, and I don't know, it was just not intimate at all. And I was not on a date, I was with a friend, but still, I was on a friend date, and it was fun, it was cute and all, I had fun. Anyways, besides that, didn't do too much. Went to the Cabane à Sucre today. That was yummy. Ate a lot of sugar pie. Is that the translation? Yeah, I think it is. Makes sense. Sugar pie, whatever. That was really good. And a lot of pancakes with maple syrup and a lot of tire d'érable too. That was really good. That's like, it had been a really long time since I ate one of those. So put sugar all over my clothes. Don't know how I managed, but whatever. My clothes were all sticky. But it was really nice. I was with the family. It was cool. It was a good, tranquille weekend. I don't go out anymore. Sorry, I know I said it was a sex show and we were going to talk about sex, but just this is like a mini rant on the side. I don't go out anymore. Or not a rant, this is a side fact. I don't go out anymore. I don't. Especially not during winter. I hear a lot of people, like especially today since St. Pat's. Well, I mean, I couldn't technically be out because I need to host this show, but I mean, I hear like all those people partying, planning like, you know, bars and planning on going to bars, planning on doing like clubs and whatever. And I'm just like, oh my God, I am hibernating. And I know I'm not the only one in this situation. Well, my roommates are in the same boat as me, but I know a couple of people like me. But I don't know. I feel like I walk on Mont-Royal and I see all those bars and clubs that are open and they're filled with people. And how do they find the will and the power and the courage to go out? I know it's not so cold. It's apparently -7, but still, I don't know. I am taking care of myself. I'm self-caring. I am resting. And you best believe that when summer comes around, oh, then you will see me. You can expect me to see me on the streets, flaunting my inner sexiness and my outer sexiness. Who am I kidding? And stunting, flaunting, you know, those curves, that booty. Oh, you will see me then. But until then, you will hear me on this radio, but you will not see me on these streets. Nope. I am chilling. So, okay. Talking about sex, quick update for those who care about my IUD situation. Like a month ago, actually, well, almost a month ago, in 4 days, it'll be a month ago, I got an IUD installed in my uterus. An IUD, right now, I am completely zapping on the exact definition, but it's essentially this contraceptive method that, like, okay, no, I'm not gonna, it's like, it like blocks your uterus and like prevents you from getting pregnant, okay? But that's like a very not good explanation of what it is. I know what it is, and that's just the way that I explained it to like my mom, which by the way, that was like a weird conversation that I got with my mom. I kind of told her, Okay, I'll tell the story. So it's not that hype. It's just that I never talk about sex with my mom ever. We never had the sex talk. We never had anything. But I don't blame her. I was very much educated to be aware of my surroundings and be aware of STIs and how to be safe. And my sex ed was pretty fine. Like I was never, I don't know. I don't think I was ever exposed to like corruption within the sex world. So I don't blame my mom. I mean it's fine. Like I think she would have been open if I came to her with some questions, but my questions were always answered somehow by someone. It's hard to tell. But anyways, I kind of just told my mom when I went to Ottawa, because that's where I'm from, yeah. sweet Ottawa. I went to Ottawa, told my mom that I got an IUD because she was like grilling me, you know, because I needed the insurance. So I was grilling my mom and I was like, tell me your insurance. She didn't want to tell me. She kept on saying, are you going on a pill? I didn't want to tell her. Finally, she was like, and then she, you know, she asked me again, like, why did you need my insurance? I was like, okay, I got the IUD, whatever. She was like, what is that? And I kind of explained it, what it was. And she was like, oh, no, you know what? You should just use the pull-out method. That's the best method. I'm like, what? Okay, dinosaur. That is, I had no words. Like how I'm reacting right now, that's exactly how I reacted with her. No words. What? No, absolutely not. Perhaps the worst method ever. Precum, ever heard of that? And then I didn't tell her that, but I was like, okay, so no condoms apparently. That doesn't exist. That didn't exist at the time. She was like, oh yeah, sometimes condoms, but you know, like your dad and the men that I saw, you know, they like it. Sometimes they don't like condoms. They like it raw. No, because like keep in mind, this is not like an awful and like messed up story, but I never talk about sex with my mom, and then she just blurred that out, and it made me so uncomfortable for someone that loves to talk about sex. I don't know why they reacted so badly. Well, it wasn't bad, but it was just kind of like, took me by surprise. Here it is. It took me by surprise to hear my mom talk about sex. So anyways, that was a quick anecdote. But coming back to the IUD. So got the IUD installed about a month ago. And guess what? Still have my period. It's been a month and I still have my period. And I really miss getting eaten out. I really do. I know. it's getting really, it's like, it's hard on my mental, it's hard on my physique. I need to get in now. It's the best part about having sex, especially for someone that orgasms from the clitoris. I mean, if you're not, well, yeah, I'll get fingered, whatever, but like, getting eaten now, that's the best part. So anyways, it's taken a toll on my life, and I can't wait for my period to be over. I hope it won't be another month, because honestly, I don't know if I'll survive. Like, period sex is fine. I'm not shaming period sex at all. Like, I'll have sex, period, no period. But the thing about period sex is that you can look forward. You know, you can look into the future and be like, you know what? In a couple of days, this will be over, and then we'll have like non-period sex. But then when you don't know when your period is ending, you kind of just like, you just want to scream. You're just so unhappy with it. Like, sex is still good, but I mean, would be better if I could get oral. I'm just gonna say that, dropping the mic. Anyways, so that was my little anecdote of the week. So thank you. Yeah, thank you for tuning in, everyone. I know you could be doing anything else. I don't know what you do on a Sunday night. It could be Netflix. I know Queer Eye, new season, just came out. Haven't watched it yet because I'm waiting for my roommate. We said we were going to watch it together, so I'm waiting on it. But don't spoil anything. I love that show. I love it to the bottom of my heart. So, yeah, don't do anything with it. And, but, yeah, so you could be watching Queer Eye. You could be celebrating St. Patrick, but instead you decided to tune in to Spank Me and decided to turn on the radio and listen to me talk about sex. But here's a catch. This week, actually, I'm not going to be talking about sex. And I'm not having a guest, because usually Spank Me, for those who are new to the show, is actually a sex positive bilingual talk show on CJLO, and like every week I bring in a new guest, and then we talk and we dissect and then we analyze and then we examine and we discuss and we study various aspects of sex. And but this week I'm actually introducing this new episode. It's going to be a music special. So I think I'm going to do that once in a while, because I have two sex playlists, okay, full of songs. One for when I'm having sex, and one that are just like sex related songs, okay? And I feel like I should share these with you. I feel like you could benefit from my knowledge in sex songs. I have like a bunch of them, and they're really vibey, and they're really nice, they're really smooth, they get you in the mood, they get you really horny sometimes. So if you're planning on having sex later tonight, maybe you can like do it now, and I'll stop talking, don't worry, and then you can listen to the music that I'll bring, and if you like it, then good, it'll get you in the mood, and if you don't, then that's fine. It's okay. I won't be offended. You know, music is subjective, whatever. But in the near future, well, I mean, tonight too, there's going to be some, you know, language, words that might offend some people. It's sensitive subjects, sensitive material. So you're not forced to listen. If you don't want to hear a song discuss sex, you want to hear penis, vagina, and all those words, it's fine. Won't force you, can't force you. So you can just tune it down, but you have been warned. So without further ado, I'm gonna be introducing the first song of the night. And please let me know if this was actually an interesting episode, because like I'm trying something new. Like, I'm not a DJ, so there won't be like those fun spin and like you know, those fade in, fade out kind of songs. It'll be very like basic, but I think I'll be okay. I think I have a lot of good songs, and I'll be able to mash up everything correctly. I think it'll be a good vibe. But anyways, send me your feedback if you want to, and just let me know if you liked also the songs that I brought up, and if you have any songs that you'd like to suggest to me, that too, please send them forward. I would love to add them to my playlist. I add every song. I won't listen to it while I'm having sex, because that depends on the bounciness of the song. If it's too bouncy, then I won't have sex on a bouncy ass song. But if it's a sex-related song and it's vibey and it's nice, then I'll add it to the other sex playlist. So, anyways, I'll stop talking. That's not what you're here for. So, first song for tonight is a song from Frank Ocean. It came out in 2012. It's an old song, and I miss Frank Ocean. He has such an orgasmic voice. Anyways, so this is from his album, Channel Orange. Really nice album. There's a lot of song in that album. And so let's get to it. First song up, Pink Matter. Featuring Andre 3000. Enjoy!
And the peaches and the mangoes that you could sell for me. What do you think my brain is made for? Is it just a container for the mind? This great gray matter. Since it replied, what is your woman? Is she just a container for the child? That soft pink matter, cotton candy, Majin Buu. Close my eyes and fall into what if the sky and the stars are for show, and the aliens are watching live from the purple matter? Since it went quiet, then violent, and we sparred until we both grew tired. Nothing mattered. Cotton candy, Majin Buu, dim the lights and fall into a you. My God, giving me
withdrawals. You were such a habit to call. I ain't myself at all, had to tell myself no. She better with some fella with a regular job. I didn't want to get her involved. By then, Mr. Benjamin was sitting in awe. Hops into my car, drove far. Falls too close, and I remember my memories no sharp. But a knife, what a life, anyway. I'm building y'all a clock, stop, what am I, Hemingway? She had the kind of body that would probably intimidate any of them that were unsouthern. Not me, cousin. If models are made for modeling, thick girls are made for cuddling. Switch worlds and we can huddle then. Who needs another friend? I need to hold your hand. You need no other man. We flee to other lands. Plank. Make her rob a motherfucking bank with no mask on and arrest a revolver.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlists? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471.
From March 1st to 31st, Canada will celebrate the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, RVF. At that time of the year, get to know your Francophone neighbors. Francophone communities are present in every province and territory. RVF gives us the opportunity to get to know one another through celebration, exhibition, theater, and community activities. Linguistic duality is not only an important Canadian characteristic, it is fundamental and necessary for our continued vivre ensemble, our living together. The very existence of our country relies on this powerful tool, the continued presence of Francophone and Anglophone communities across the entire country. In this year, where we will commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Official Languages Act, let's focus on our desire to pursue and strengthen this very unique relationship between our linguistic communities.
Visit rvf.ca for more information.
Over and over again. Feelings the same. Oh, can't stay too far. Too far apart. Even if it's just a mile away.
There's a
you gon' make me quit what I'm doing and fall through with this bottle. That ain't the only thing you finna swallow. That ain't the only thing I got poppin'. That ain't the only thing that's finna spill quick. No rubber shit, I'ma still hit you. My main bitch and that's real, 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 real shit. I'ma treat it like we on vacay, South Beach, yeah. Only thing you wearin' is she said. Talkin' to you like a little freak, bitch, cause that's our little secret. When I come through off in my zone, not that fucking friend zone. Only thing I touch is that end zone. Look, I don't care if it's 10 phones, they all straight up. You got your legs going way up. When you hop on top of turn around, I can handle it. I might pass out like a pamphlet. You got a candle, a cinnamon apple, the candle scent. Bed banging like a vanity. You know, I can spend all night in camping it. You know, I like to tell you what to do. I micromanage it, yeah. Bed so clean. She's so clean. I turn over and eat the pussy cause she's so clean. I'm talking mouth to mouth. I'm talking cheek to cheek. I'm talking waist to waist. I'm talking eye to eye. You know, body language. We don't need to speak like, whoa. Time ain't no one else time. Look, I know you can feel the passion. I know what you want without asking. I know you can feel the heat between us. Close the blinds, they don't need to see us. See, I get to see a side of you that they don't see it. No, you a CEO, you the real, real, no GMO. I'm just trying to water you and see it grow. Yeah, we connect on a soul level. Got you walking all bow-legged. Don't take it out, whoa, 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 you know better. Got video, you strip it down and get it naked. I throw it down, slow it down, and speed it faster than the Talladega. Get you off, turn you on, yeah, I'm the only one to activate you. So good, girl, I couldn't when I stayed, you know I had to date you. I had to, I had to.
Come on,
aggression. Ain't no discussion. Quick flex, you must. Show me the hustle. Give me that last call. That ninth inning. That quick, that 2 minutes we can.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Spank Me. I'm sorry if you're having sex right now and I interrupted it. I'm sorry. But I just had to do a small interlude because I just wanted to present the songs. And then after that, I'll stop talking until the end. I'll just let songs flow and you'll be really happy and really thankful. Yet this is on my show, so I'm in charge of what I do. So here it is. So I just wanted to say that you were listening. First song up was indeed Frank Ocean. Sorry, I don't know why I'm so hesitating tonight. It was Pink Matter by Frank Ocean. Really nice song. These two songs actually were presented to me by my roommate. We actually have this playlist in common. We bounce off each other's ideas and each other's songs. Everyone pitches, and we go through it a couple times. Like we evaluated, because we added some songs initially that after having sex with it didn't vibe that much. It didn't click. It would kind of kill my vibe. Like, I'd be listening to this deep, sensual song, and then suddenly, I don't know, this random song, like way too hype, would come on, and it just like completely killed my orgasm. So anyways, we cleaned it up a couple times, and now I think it's fine. I haven't listened to sex during, I haven't listened to sex, yeah. I haven't listened to music during sex for a while now. I don't know, it kind of just doesn't happen anymore. I think it comes with a vibe, but I'll let you know if it's still up to date. And maybe I'll put it up for, I want to use it. I don't know if I should make it public. Let me know, maybe I should. I mean, I'm pretty proud of the sex playlist, so maybe a lot of people like it too. I don't know. I'm kind of, whatever. So, okay, so the second song that you were listening to after the short little break, it was a song by 2088. Oh my God, I almost butchered their name. So yeah, it was a song by 2080, which is a duo with Beck Sean and Jenna Aiko. Really lovely duo. I really like them. I know they dropped a video when they first came out, when they first dropped their albums, and it was really nice. It was kind of like this, like set in the 70s, but with this like sci-fi vibe, kind of, if I remembered, and I really, really liked it. I kind of had this, like, I liked their aesthetic to a point that if I were to be a director and do a movie, I would have used everything they did, from costume, makeup. You should definitely go watch it. I'll try to, while I'm playing more music, I'll go look up more information and let you guys know. In the meantime, here I will officially let you go. I will let you enjoy the lovely song that I've found and mashed up together for tonight. So the next song up, I'll introduce this one, and then at the end, I don't know how I feel. Maybe I should just drop all the songs, or maybe you can Shazam a song if you like it and it'll make my life easier. We'll see how I feel. Anyways, next up, you know this song. It's one of the best songs to have sex to. Redbone by my favorite actor, actually. One of my favorite actors, because I'm watching Community right now and he's A1 in it. The lovely Childish Gambino. So here it is, Redbone on CGLO 6090. Enjoy.
Back to Georgia, back to Atlanta. Funny how present turns past. I might fly Priscilla out just for Banner. So mesmerized by that ass. The way she moves it, I can tell that she loves me. A nigga can't help but to touch. Smack it round a bit, then sip on some bubbly. Hope I'm not doing too much. Strange new addictions pick up on the road. Change my opinions and change all my flows. Change my approach, no more loving these hoes. And when it rains, it pours. Hey, you make me feel so primal, and that's what I am. I'm just a man. Take that pussy, drop it in my lap. I love it when you move like that. Now turn around and throw it back, it back, it back.
Out in Vegas, New Orleans too. Bodies just don't shake like Priscilla's do. Callies on the twos, they not one but two. Now I'm stacked with two. Look at all the cash I blew. Strippers out in Vegas, New Orleans too. Bodies just don't shake like Priscilla's do. Callies on the two. Look at all the cash I blew.
Strange new addictions pick up on the road. Change my opinions and change all my flows. Change my approach. Loving these hoes. And when it rains, it pours. Hey, you make me feel, yes, so primal. That's what I am. Oh, I'm just a man.
Take
that pussy, drop it in my bag. I love it when you move like that. I turn around and throw it back, it back, it back.
About dick that I wanna give you, or places I wanna get to. Neck grab, head grab, arch back, heart attack, cardiac. I need it nasty like evil angel, like vivid. You know nasty like how they give it. You know I need you to be open like Kay's kitchen. That pussy kinda sound like waves hitting, soothing. Keep it right there, no moving. Make my way around the bases. I wanna take you to oases. Being honest, I don't really know what patience is. Ay, freaky like the red leather Michael. Zombie revival, this ain't like you. This that new you, this ain't high school. Hi. I like best when you're fresh-faced and no foundation. Willing and ready for the taking. Earth-shattering, groundbreaking. Headscarf after our relations. No judgment is our arrangement.
Make that face up if you dare, but just be prepared that I am gonna cause that lipstick to smear and a mascara tears to run down. I always need a glass of wine by sundown. I always get your ass over here somehow. I hope that the apocalypse is the only thing that doesn't come now with one now.
Down, yeah. I hold you down, baby. Ooh. down for you right now. Tell me what you like right now. Hey. My fan, everybody all around. Hey. But the truth of it all, it's more profound. Hey. And I wanna make you fall in love. Hey. Now I think about it all the time. Yeah. And if you wanna, we'll go.
Say, do you guys like music?
Certainly!
Well then, do I have a show for you. It's on Sundays from 4 to 6. It's called Grade A Explosives!
We've got explosives!
Well, it's not real explosives. It's songs. Good songs. That you'll like.
Alright!
So tune in to listen to some great stuff from rock bands and electro groups and all kinds of metal awesomeness.
Kaboom!
Only on CJLO, 1690 AM.
Oh, it's beautiful!
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition de Célidor de la musique du monde. Le Célidor, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ce concert vitrine gratuit, venez voter pour vos artistes coupeurs tous les mardis et mercredis jusqu'à 18 avril au Club Balatou. Le Célidor, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. How was that? Huh? Was it good? Not too bad? This little 15 minute of intense, sexy, horny, sensual songs? I mean, to my opinion. You can think what you want, but I'm sitting here and I was like, damn. Tonight would be a great night, but it can't happen tonight. Unfortunately, the circumstances are not on my side. But if you are out there and you're getting some good sex tonight, good for you. Take one from me too. You got this. Amazing. On the other side, I did a bit of research while I was, you know, mixing and doing my things. And you know that video I was talking about for that 2088 group? It's actually Out of Love. It came out in 2016. And honestly, go check it out. It's pretty good. It's 14 minutes, so it's like a short film. But honestly, the image in it, the cinematic, like everything in it, colors. That's such a basic thing to say. The cinematography, the the costumes, everything is like, it's like a movie. Like, this could have went longer and it would have been amazing. And it would have been a great movie. It could have been Oscar nominated. So anyways, we're almost approaching the end. I think I have time for maybe two other songs. So I'm just going to say my goodbyes right now and tell you thank you for listening to me for not an hour, but like for a good, like, for a good time, right? I say, like, I talked in general, like, if we take all the little bits on my little interlude, I talked for, like, 15 minutes. And you listen to music for, like, a good 45 minutes, which is great if you love music. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for bearing with me. I'm starting to get a hang of that console here at the radio station, so I don't think there'll be that many bugs in the future. I really hope. If you have any feedback for me, like, oh, the music that you chose was so sucky. It didn't go well together. That I'll respond, well, sucks. I'm sorry. Music is subjective. You didn't like it, you could have tuned it down. If you want to give me like constructive feedback, like, hey, maybe next time you could pick like just rap music for one and not like mix it too much because it was kind of off. Or maybe like try to listen to your music before, make your playlist before and not as you go, because then you'll know what songs kind of flow into the other. That I'll accept. If you even want to suggest other songs, that I'll accept too. So anyways, you know what I'm trying to say. In the meantime, this is the foundation of the show is a talk show. So if you are out there and you are a sex positive activist and you love talking about sex and you have something to share, it can even be just like a really fun sex weird story, and you want to come on the show and chat with me because I sound so friendly and I sound so nice, then you should definitely give me an email, shoot me an email at spankme.talkshow.com. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. spankme.talkshow@gmail.com. I'll repeat, spankme.talkshow@gmail.com. Don't even know my own email. Whew. So anyways, shoot me an email and I'll be more than happy to have you on the show. Like I said, this is a new thing that I'm trying out, so don't be too hard on me. If you really liked it and I get positive feedback back, then great, I'll keep it going. If I don't get any feedback back, then I'll keep it going. And if I get awful feedback back, then I'll perhaps cut it down, maybe, because I kind of liked it. It was like a little something special, you know. It was different. Normally I do talks and now I was DJing, so it's always a dream of mine. Anyways, that's all I have to say. Have a really good weekend. Hope you I convince you to tune in next week as well. Next week I'll have a guest, have a good night. Yeah, okay. Be safe if you're having sex. Be safe. Protection. Don't want unplanned pregnancy. It's never fun. Nor is STIs. So be really careful. Have a lovely week. Keep your head in the game. The semester's almost over. If you're a student, if you're not a student, you're working. Hope you love your job, because you have to come in tomorrow. So there you have it. Now, to finish the night off, we have a song by Aaron Ray called Communication featuring Dram. Really nice song. Vibey, a little bit more vibey than the other songs that I put in. I say a lot vibey, and it kind of means everything. So if you have other words, other synonym for vibey, then, I mean, tell me. But vibey goes for everything, in my opinion. So yeah, so it's really vibey. It's nice. It's called Communication by Aaron Ray featuring Drum. Hope you'll enjoy it. Shazam it if you just forgot the title, because here it is.
Trying to get through, it's just in my love. In time, we'll be fine, no confusion.
your chest, I love your wild, I love your confidence. And in return, I know you need another smile. And all the moments that we spent, they're just so hard to match. You got me so bad, went so bad.
In a strip club, shorty silhouette look like a dollar sign. Caught up, that's just how a nigga brought up. Blowin' ones for your loony ass niggas, straight bells for your toony ass niggas. My niggas bigger than a bouncer, roll up in the bitch still smell like an ounce. Right quick, tight jeans on so she feel my shit. Tell me something good, baby. Tell me something good, shout it. Come and bring it to the hood, baby. Bring it back to the hood, shout. I feel like in the nighttime. Bust it up and show it when the light shine. Still fucking with the same ass, nigga. I know you wanna pray, I know you wanna pray from Toronto. Oh, West side, oh no.
Advocate the